Love Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene of Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
Special edition of Georgia Wrestling Now. Tonight we are living up to our name. We are at Georgia Wrestling Live right now at 6th round at Platinum Championship Wrestling Big Show. The first match, which is Platinum Royal, is just now underway. As you might expect, it's a chaotic situation. Can you hear everything okay, Matt Aiken? All right, I don't know how well this is going to work. It's our first doing a live show, but this is, as always, Jonathan Williams from WrestlingThePopCulture.com. And Team All You Can Eat, Matt Aiken. We also have GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, Gary Kitchen with us. We're going to figure out how to get him on the line. Until then, I think we just had our first elimination, which was Leroy. And there is Dwight Howard.
I'm just going to kneel down here and be patient.
here, Matt. We're just going to go with it. Let it ride, boy. Just break the ground for you. I'm going to take that inside of the truck. I'm going to cross this morning like a fish out of water. Smith there, quick to boost. Somebody go follow. And Dwight Tyler, the Cubs for Walt Dole. What do you think about Tyler's here? Tyler's looking like $1 million point two in the red and yellow. He must be a real American. I think he might run wild on these guys.
Thank you.
jackass, so. There's two things that you can do in the year, and it's looking good.
Leveled Hayden Young with that chop. goes to the top in the corner. He receives a kick to the gut for his trouble.
Another big shot. Dean Young is not enjoying his chops.
Right there on the front of the corner. He's at the HPA scoring. He's going to four quarter it.
Center.
to their feet. They move up to 10-2 stop if they charge. And the corner to Hayden Young. Trip right to him, but also a
big drop kick by Hayden Young.
If they put a big kick to the chest for the win, 1-2 done.
He could only muster 2. They seem to be searching soon. That man cannot be in a good state. He tries to build off the power of the crowd. And another one
right into the inflated chest of
And what would you call that move, Matt?
I
think that's a good way to describe it. It was very inventive.
That right there, that is what I call an old magic kick right to the head. 1-2 Oh, no!
Chip Day is very good at those kicks to the head, as we've seen many, many times.
Hayden Young firing on instant right now, but I know he's been out quickly. I didn't have to break to begin with. A lot of it's right on the face right now.
He's getting the crowd behind him again, and Hayden Young is still down. This could be Chip Day's big chance to get some offense in. Oh, but he missed
it. Hayden Young with the kick 3. One more time, 2 in the set. The last 2 weeks, Hayden Young has sent the third bubble.
I don't know how many more of those Chip Day can take. Hayden is on the top rope, going for his big drop.
Oh! Star Splash, 1, 2, 3, that is
that was a big win for Hayden Young there. And I think he was probably the underdog going into that match. But he pulled it out. We've got Dr. Melee is out here to check on Chip Day. He seems to be okay. He's getting up without any assistance, but Chip Day is looking down at him. I mean, Hayden Young is looking down at Chip Day. Hayden Young is offering his hand, but we got to respect that that's not a polite gesture.
These two men finally settled in the ring and get ready. Hey, hug it out! Hey, hug it out!
You know, that is interesting. We did not see that insulting kick that Hayden Young has been doing over the past few months.
Absolutely. Wound up being a clean fight by both men. I don't know that being so. We did not expect that after the way this match came to be.
Hayden Young is
coming to the broadcast.
Mouthful of jackass juice. Standing a beer.
Real beer.
Referee Frank Earl will be calling this match. I'm going to expect this to be a great match. The tag team season, the Washington Bullets have won it 2 years in a row and look for a third year, but they've got a big competition tonight. Wait, see who comes out next.
I think the
Thank you.
They're sizing each other up in the middle of the ring. Kyle Matthews goes for a little leg and takes it down.
And we're at the green. Oh, that's a big combo landing, man. Oh, John Williams is back up. Oh, and the big ball. Oh, he's taking the big ball. Oh,
I don't know how he's up so quickly. Thanks, Tyrese.
I went to get a beer. Just something happened while I was gone.
Some guy called himself Dale Whistle. Sat down and stomped on the neck of his head. I don't know. I've never seen him make it.
Was it Jagged
Edge style? Jagged Edge was confident. He said Jagged Edge would be here later.
Okay.
Right now, we got to get the back to the ring. Yeah, these guys are taking a lot of huge hits from each other, and I don't know how they're getting back up so quickly, but they are, I guess, with the tag team team stroke state. You ride the bus with any big moves, and normally you might stay down for them.
However, this time they're in there with different competition. It does not matter where the bullets go.
in this state, the Bullets are usually the best tag team in the building. Tonight, that is a debate. That is a debate that they are not the best tag team in this building, simply by the star power and the achievement of the two men they're in the ring with. John Williams is doing the hard work, but he is awesome. John took too much time. Kyle was just too wiry, too quick. Now Kyle is in the turnbuckle with John. He's prone. John falls out of it. We've seen John go for that extra punch from this position. We've also seen Kyle throw that vicious
This is the big roundhouse. Leno's got him up on the end of the chair. He's got him up straight lane prone. Reversal of the electric chair. Super kick.
Powerful, technically proficient. Jacob Ashworth, tall, brooding,
powerful. Brian Blaze, jack of all trades, can do anything with anyone, and cheater. If you know cheater, then you understand what I just said. Cheater.
This is definitely a classic style, a cheater. One of the biggest guys I've ever seen get in the ring against Corey Hollis, who's not one of the biggest guys, definitely one of the most athletic, one of the most talented.
Corey Hollis got a taste of the power. He's having a style now. He must realize that his speed is the only thing that will get him through this match. As he works on the legs, smart move, smart move. But he tries to lift the big man, loving arms to Cheetah. He tosses him off from the corner as if he was there. I saw him. Power at all.
I don't know if Corey Hollis has ever been called a ragdoll before, but when he's matched up against someone the size of Jeter, it's hard not to see him that way. But he is. He's trying to get some offense in, but Corey Hollis, the technical wrestler, Jeter, just a big man.
Here we go, Jonathan.
We've got the two big men in the ring now, Jacob Ashworth and Jeter.
Jacob Ashworth is a big man everywhere he goes. But tonight, he was not the biggest man in the ring.
Not often you can say that, Matt, but it's not often the Jeter meets anyone bigger than him either. This is definitely not one of those cases.
Hey, man, I'm not the bigger than him.
Matt Reach, you ever wrestled?
I got it the one time in Canton. I wrestled a three-piece, and then a single cheeseburger, and then I wrestled a milkshake.
And
Scott Reich wins.
I imagine.
That was the beginning of a Scott Reich guy. Oh, hell yeah.
Oddly enough, Corey Hollis is the one who came up with the Scott Reich name, whether he knows it or not.
Hey, my buddy.
He is pretty good.
Back to the action of the ring. Cheater. Bring out in Brian Blaze.
I believe Larry Goodman is completely.
Cheater, points it all
horse has gotten under his skin, that may be the key to victory for Holland. If they can get under the big man's skin, get him off his game, get him not paying attention, he has a very good chance of winning this match. Now, you heard me say that they had a distinct disadvantage because of their time as a team. However, what they do not have a distinct disadvantage in is talent. These men are absolutely talented. I don't want anyone to confuse that. Confuse what I said with thinking that these men don't have a shot. And if they can get Cheater, the wild card in this match, to not suffer, to be off his game, they've got a good chance. Right now, Jake Ashworth, bearing the fruit of that. They go for Iron Blaze, right down to the ring. He is starting to dominate. The momentum is starting to build. Hollis shouts direction from the corner. He stitches right up for a third suplex. Floats over, waste no motion, makes the call. Hollis, you're going to find one. Spinning backdrop. He's closing for the folks. He may be taking too much time here.
He's definitely taking too much time, but that's what we see. He tries to get Meyer the right float. After they get a big move, and but he is capitalizing on it. He still has Brian Blaze down. But we'll see what Brian Blaze can do. He's starting to work his way back up. He is in the wrong corner, though, with Jacob Ashworth right there in front of him.
Uh-oh. That's going to be in the Goodman review.
Goodman has been known to not be a good fan of Brian Blaze in the ring, but I think he was very good at the that Brian Blaze has improved vastly over the past couple of years.
You know, Jonathan, you know, when I wrote the review of Blaze so long ago, I didn't think the kid really had a future, but he has really surprised me in the last couple of years.
Didn't hear a word of that, Matt, but I'm going to probably agree with whatever you said.
As well you should, Jonathan. The mark of a great team. Speaking of great teams, Cheater and Blaze are in a bit of a trouble now. Cheater is like a caged beast. He walks in that ring so bad, but Blaze is this well isolated. The team of Hollis and Ashworth have come off the ring, and they're working hard. Every time Blaze makes a move for that corner, they slide in. They get him out of there. 3 minute ringside. They get the team trying to get him going. Big knee drop by Jacob Ashworth. Here's the thing about Ashworth. They cannot be missed. He's a big man. He's a great wrestler. But he wastes no opportunity. Every time he lands a big power move, he goes for the pin. You never know which one's going to be the one that gets his elbow. He's going to take full advantage of a big suplex to a front face throw. Brian Blaze is in a lot of trouble. He walks out. Warren Hollis wants himself in. Measures Blaze. Oh, flying knee drop.
Corey Hollis back in control, and he goes for the pin. Only a two count, though. Brian Blaze is not going to give up that easy.
That is one thing Brian Blaze is not going to do is give up. He might be a dastardly individual. We've seen him take every shortcut in the book. We've seen him whoop women. We've seen him steal. We've seen him do it all. But he will not give up. But right now, he might want to think about giving up because Corey Hollis is all over it.
I know that firsthand, Brian Blaze will not give up. I don't know if you're right with you, Matt, but a couple of years ago at Masquerade, there was a cage match between the teams, the Dead Known Concrete Gorillas and the Exotic Ones. And because of some actions that happened at a previous show, I was helping the Exotic Ones a little bit. I passed some handcuffs off of them, and they handcuffed Brian Blaze to the outside of the ring. I was dangling the key to the tape. He kept swiping for it. He eventually got that key for me, unlocked himself, and got in the ring. And I believe he was the reason they were victorious in that match.
He absolutely was. I remember some damn dummy dangling keys in front of him when he should have just stuck them in his pocket and went to the bar and sat out and watched. All those screw-ups, Jonathan. All those screw-ups from time to time. I believe Rick Michaels is probably still running a few scars from that match that he might want to talk to you about.
Rick Michaels, I don't think, was in that match.
You're a liar, Jonathan Williams.
Was he
a liar, and the truth is plain.
Rick Michaels, someone we will see later tonight, of course. The Exotic Ones, as we knew them then, are no more. And they'll be facing each other in the same ring later tonight at Sacred Ground, Chapter 3.
Think of that match, man. Of all the matches tonight that have lots of things on the line, let's not lose the sight of that one. That is a war between brothers, a war between the inside of the ring, as he explained to us last night. started because of the same old things that broke a lot of good friendships up. Jealousy, disrespect, maybe miscommunication, but it ends tonight. But it ends tonight in what we like to think will be a wrestling match. A clinic will be put on.
I heard Mr. Beast that bad. I heard you say something about him tonight. I don't know if this is the case, but these guys have been fighting all over the tournament. PWR, any person you can think of, they probably crossed paths. And this will definitely be a culmination of some sort, but I think it's over between the two of them. Rick Michaels and Simon coming. They have a walk street. But right now, let's get back to the matches in the ring. We've got Peter and Big Fat Worth going at it. Two big men, Brian Blaze is down on the ring entrance. I don't know who's first. Oh, big boy. I believe Jake Fat Worth may be paralyzed.
Going on. This is where this one should be, but I think it could easily steal the show. Rick Michaels wearing his Peach State Tag Team Championship. He's a pop shot in front of him. He's pushing out a little bit more.
Rick Michaels taking his pants off.
He's got
a solid behind Simon Sermon, which I wasn't really sure how this crowd would react tonight. Being that Southern Tampa and both these guys are flamboyantly gay, but somehow Simon Sermon has won him over. There he is, dancing with Arthur and Elf.
Simon Sermon, dancing with Elf Phantasm. The man of Jesus Christ.
Now he's putting his coat around the shoulders of our friend Harold K. Baylor. Head rocks and headshots, photography. All funny games right now for Simon Sermon. So you're going to see when he gets to the ring with his old friend, old rival, Rick Michaels. Tone is going to change a little bit.
Rick Michaels, maybe doing the smart thing here, bailing out. Going to play on the emotions of Simon Sermon a little bit. Try to fire him up here, get him off his game. The referee breaks. Checks out both men. Make sure they're, things are in place for them to be. I'm not for sure if the exotic ones have ever been really checked. I don't know how many crevices he'd like to go into.
Looks like Rick Michaels got his hair done tonight, too. Last night, his hair was not blue. Tonight, it is blue. I guess they go all out for sacred ground. They get new gear. They get new haircuts. And I'm not just talking about Rick Michaels and Simon Sermon in this case.
But again, Elf Guevara did manage the job here in part of that. But if it comes down by Simon Sermon.
I really hope that the barber's name is Brutus.
I'm sure it is. Backslide into a pinning combination by Simon Sermon. 1-2, Rick kicked out. This has started out as the wrestling match, Doc. This has started out not as the fight we might have expected. It started out as the wrestling match that Rick Michaels wanted, but Simon Sermon is certainly up to the task and willing to give him the match that he wants to make the point proven that he is better than Rick. Here to take over the nightmare style. Simon Sermon works him into the six-time slam. Armstrong takes over, locks it in. We've seen that so many times with Simon Sermon. That is sort of his calling card. Get you in that armbar. Work.
Both of these men with extensive history throughout Georgia and throughout the world, especially Rick Michaels. He's worked for TNA. Simon Sermon, of course, is known all across the country. Tonight, we see them get together and
they're actually putting on a wrestling clinic right now. Seriously, big jawbreaker by Rick. Follow up by Big Lariat style clothesline. Both bend down. Rick Michaels goes to the cover. 1 and 2. You will not beat Simon Sermon that easily. It's going to take a lot more to win this match. Pride is on the line. Rick Michaels seems to know that. He is with a blatant choke. Extends the referee's count to 4.9 before he breaks it. He does not want to be disqualified in this match. Rick Michaels needs to win this match. He has to win this match. Rick Michaels started this whole brawl. They were brothers until Rick turned on Simon and not the other way around. But Simon ready to give him the fight of his life.
That's right, Matt. I agree with you. This is, surprisingly, it is a very technical wrestling match. I thought the two of them, as emotional as this has been for the two of them, it might just be a brawl, but they are definitely putting on a clinic. And we've seen this rivalry develop. It started in Peach State Wrestling 2 or 3 months ago at their big anniversary show, the surprise appearance of Rick Michaels at the Inter Show, and then, of course, it carried over to the 4th of July show right here in Porterdale. And big punch by Rick Michaels. Simon Sermon is down.
Rick Michaels wanted a wrestling match. He wanted to prove to Simon Sermon that he was better than him for one thing, and that was the thing that Rick Michaels loved the most in his life. And that ain't with a wrestling wrestler. Simon Sermon agreed to this match, and they're doing their best to put it on right now. Rick Michaels eases up towards the turnbuckle. He climbs the second ropes. He will go no further. He takes a second to gather his composure. Loads up. That's it.
Oh, Simon gets a big foot up. Simon back to his feet. Big clothesline. Another clothesline. five, and Rick Mike is just popping right back up from all of them now.
Goes for the cover, but no, but he stays on him. He does not let him get any room. Throws him into the turnbuckle. Oh, but he missed and caught nothing but turnbuckle himself. Behind him, big boot to the gut. But Rick is taking a beat. He could not get the cover. If he can muster that cover, he's losing valuable time where this fight finishes off. He's trying to get the arm off the side of 1-2. Both men scratching, falling, trying to find out what it's going to take.
You got to think they've trained themselves not only physically but emotionally as well through this feud over the past few months. It's definitely taken its toll on both of them. They both look really tired, but he's not going to get up anytime soon.
There's a big ball, Steven, hit this time. Diamond going for backslide. He's trying to get this thing done now. No, I think Rick is trying to cut him up and hit him. It's really special, but Rick slides out of it. Big kick to the gut again. Diamond works his way through. Misses the clothesline. Kick to the gut. Oh! Diamond uses himself to protect him. 1, 2, 3.
Diamond gets the kick, man. I got to say, I'm a little surprised at that point. Silver as quickly as it was. Complete victory by Diamond. But again, Matt, you
got to
think this rivalry is not over.
I don't think it's over until one of these men is gone, or they figure out that they actually still do one another, and they decide to call it off. Well, last night, Rick Michaels, after we saw emotional showing from Rick Michaels last night, to tell Simon Parker, I need to be better than you. But he finds out tonight that in a pure wrestling match, no answer, no chicanery, no job talking, a pure wrestling match, Rick Michaels was not equal to Simon Thurman. He was being beaten with his own finisher. Simon Thurman telling Rick Michaels something. I'd like to be a fly on the wall in that ring. It does not look vicious. It looks like he's trying to give him a tough time. Simon Thurman seems to be trying to plead to him to remember. Remember who we were. Remember what we are. Simon Thurman extends his hand. Rick Michaels thinks about it. Rick Michaels ponders, what can I do?
He's got to start for Rick Michaels to figure out what he's going to do here.
Rick Michaels is a proud, proud man, Jonathan. I don't know if he's got it in him. They're shaking hands.
Shaking hands?
Is it over, Jonathan? Did we finally see it ending? They raise it to the hand. They all put the iconic ones together.
That's what I expected from Rick Michaels. Did that do
something? Oh, he spits on him.
Low blow.
He kicks Simon Thurman with a low blow.
Low blow on him. Spit on Simon's back. Simon Thurman is left right in the ring while Rick Michaels exits.
We may see the end of a lot of things tonight, but this is not one of them.
Rick Michaels is a bitter, bitter man, and some might say rightfully so.
That sound you just heard, ladies and gentlemen, was every twink in Midtown squealing and worrying because Simon Thurman has been hit with a low blow, and he is down.
I think you're right, man. This is probably the quietest this crowd's been all night. First time I've actually heard you talk to him. I'm sure it won't last long, but Simon Thurman gets back.
He's being referee. Another referee out of the ring. Let's see how far this is. This is an ABC
Corey coming out
this time as well. The crowd back in Simon on. Simon Thurman victorious in this match, but he is the worst for wear.
Women's match, and this is going to be exciting. It's the first time we've seen this one right here, Christy Whiplash, and Brian Jr. too bad Danielle is not with us. We always had a thing for Christy Whiplash. If you're listening, Danny, you're missing out here in Porter Hill tonight.
I think she might have lost a half a foot of hair, it looks like to me, Jonathan.
Looks like she's got an haircut. It used to be a little longer, but it's still pretty long.
Christy Whiplash is going to address the people.
Christy Whiplash has something to say tonight as she faces Pandora. Matt, have you seen Christy Whiplash in action yet?
I have seen her one time since I'm going to go to CWR. Check the rest of the man and get a hell of a job that night.
I think I've seen her a couple of times, one of which she wrestled a man at Pro Wrestling Resurrection as well. Pandora's wrestled plenty of men, though, so both of these women are top of their game, and this is definitely going to be a great women's match tonight.
This one is going to play a lot, ladies and gentlemen. This is not going to be some sort of beauty pageant. This is not going to be a knockout competition. No, let it be a team event. This is going to be a fight.
Right, Matt. Christy Whiplash is not hard to look at, but she is a tough woman. You can tell just by looking at her.
And them black bitches is crazy.
What's black bitches? There are no black bitches in this match, Matt.
Yes, they are. There's two of them.
Oh, that's right.
Jonathan Williams does not know black people. He's confused.
Well, she's purple. Sunshine making her way to the ring.
Sounds like the call of the whales. I don't exactly understand why she's using that as her entrance music, but hey, who am I to judge?
That is an air raid siren, Matt. You better take cover.
Oh, man, just like in Dominique.
What is she wearing tonight? Narcissism has grown a little bit last night.
Narcissism makes her way into the ring. She's ready to go, ladies and germs.
And we hit our LMFAO. Which can only mean one thing.
That Nina Monet and the party man are on their way to the ring. Please stop for the film collect $3 million tonight. Three of the damn
picture.
I'm sorry, guys, I can't hear you. My fist is involuntarily purple.
Woo, woo, woo.
I'm doing the bird practice thing right now.
You know it. Now, would you take a look at Aisha Sunshine? I think even Christy Whiplash looks a little intimidated by her.
I can't blame her. That's a whole lot of woman, and she is crazy in hell.
Who are these guys?
It's old and new. My name is old and new. Look at the cold-ass air maxes on Tokyo Breaks.
Mr. Steve Groin, Tokyo Breaks, one of the least entertaining men I've ever seen in the ring. Thankfully, he is not in the ring for this match. He's just ringside. Of course, with Crown Jewel Records at ringside, you gotta be Nina Monet. A bit of a stand-up.
No pun intended, but I think the month before with Nina Monet tonight, she is definitely the least experienced of this bunch. As we see the Georgia Cyclone himself, shining my mask off fit, he's just back here.
That looks like a child now because the bases are not even like the back.
That's
what looks behind me. I think Johnny Davis with a damn tall horse bigger than he is. And we're definitely a crowd favorite here in Porterdale. We've seen Superfan, what is that lady's name? Lisa.
Yes,
she makes her own Pandora shirts, her own Danny Only shirts. I have not seen her yet tonight, but we definitely know that she, among many other people here at Porterdale, are stopping by the door. Pandora's got the microphone, and whenever she talks, you know, we'll just see what happens. You ever notice Pandora's tattoos, Matt?
I've noticed them all over, Jonathan.
She's got strips on her legs. She's got Sesame Street strips this year, beard. But don't let that be the first one to throw a punch in this match, and now all four of them in the ring.
We're going to definitely have our hands covered up, chopped out for us tonight. We're going to cover right in the air. We're going to get after
it. It's an estrogen field mayhem right now.
Ray Four!
Hey, call him like you see him, right, Matt? Sandor and Christy Whiplash are no strangers to each other, though. They have seen each other up in PWR. Sandor throws Christy Whiplash out of the ring. And the crowd's still jolly behind Pandora.
There's no doubt about who's out there tonight. This is the house of Pandora. It's up here. These women are here trying to establish a prison here. And they're going out of that shot. Pandora's not going to get out of a fight. They're going out in a fight. They are hammering it out back there.
All right, all four are outside the ring. I can't tell what's going on. I hear a lot of screaming. Where's Joey Styles when you need him, man? That's right. Cat fight indeed. All four are back in the ring. Big shot by Nina Monet. I guess you could call it a titty whoop.
That's what I call it, Jonathan.
And they ended back to the black on white crime. Oh, but Ice Sunshine is out for herself.
I'll tell you right now, I came down here to put a day on the beach with my sidewalk slam. Nina Monet saved the cut of shoes with the sidewalk slam.
Matt, who was that?
This is Mr. Hughes. Did you not see the first time?
Oh, where did he go?
He's fast, Jonathan, like a jungle cat.
He's got to be fast. Have you seen the guys he trains? Those are some of the fastest wrestlers I've ever seen in the ring. A.R. Fox, Stitch Cypher.
Hey, who's that Colorado mouth there, Stitch Cypher? You know the way he's going at 248 pounds. And his fellow is beginning out of the pokey. We're going to make a champion out of him.
Stitch Cypher, of course, former junior heavyweight champion out in PC Wrestling Alliance. He is not here tonight. I don't know why we're talking about
him. Oh, Pandora working, need him on the upper. Oh, she's all the way outside, though. Christy Whiplash caught the ring with two. She's caught him on the outside. Oh, nasty stuff on the head for the top before. Ice Sunshine taking the goal. Oh, back and forth they go.
Yeah, the way this place is set up, these people just got a lap full of Nina Monet over there at ringside. Just like you almost had a lap full of De La Vega last night, if you remember that.
I do remember that, Jonathan, and I'm not going to sit here and say how. I will tell you this much, I did call Rick Michaels Barrett early this morning.
Oh, my God! A knee right in the memory!
Christian went right in the memory. Big Dragon Stew whipped it up. Down goes Aisha. Whiplash following up. She's feeling good right now, but I'm telling you, that's much a woman she's in there with.
These fans here in Porterdale are not familiar with Christy Whiplash, but they are definitely seeing what she's capable of right now. Here comes Nina Monet back in the ring. Pandora stirring. Christy Whiplash, they regret having all that hair right now. She just got pulled down and snapped down to the ring.
You see that?
Big leg drop.
Nina Monet trips
the
hair off. Oh, she's going wild on her. Oh, big DDT right into the apron. Aisha pressing on. Christy Whiplash sitting in the ring, trading blows. Aisha goes for the go.
Oh, man, that hurt a little bit. That didn't look good.
Scott Ray said it did not look good. He's right. Pandora's been all the time outside the ring on this
that
match.
That looks pretty good.
It was pretty busted, Ray.
Scott Ray of Team All You Can Eat joining us once again with his unique commentary. Right now it comes down to Pandora and Aisha Sunshine. Much like Rick Michaels and Simon Sermon, he's on the spot all over the state. Many times right here in BCW and Empire.
A year ago, on almost this very day, these two were involved in a cage match. Both women stumbling from the top of that cage. Now they're in a four-way match. It's hot and heavy in here, and I'm not saying that just that there's lovely ladies in here. I see Pandora's phone across the back of Aisha.
This does not look good for Pandora, but we can't forget Christy Whiplash and Nina Monet are still in this match.
Aisha stands strong in the ring. She's parting to Duke Corey, who's counting down to down, ladies, because Aisha is the only woman standing at the moment. Christy Whiplash,
Aisha pulling her hair out again. We've seen that before from Aisha Sunshine. She is not a stable woman.
Nina Monet in the ring. Sunshine, Monet, double team, double suplex attempt on Christy Whiplash. They get it up and nasty. Another big double suplex by the two. Race ball. They throw her down, not out. The Irish is out, and Nina Monet are working her over. They fire Pandora in the corner. She ducks under the double leg. They have a full out of herself. Monet now. Sunshine's still up. But Pandora's got her in the corner. Catching her with a bit in the gut. Oh, playing a neckbreaker. Plays a Sunshine. Big forearm to Nina Monet. Pandora, the hot fire right now. Rapid change. The head thrust is a turnbuckle. Pandora charging up in the corner. Big clothesline in the corner. Monet slips down, but Pandora won't let her fall. She puts the boost to Aisha Sunshine for good measure. Back into the corner. Forearm shot by Pandora to Nina Monet. Pandora bounces off the ropes. Falls into Monet. Another big clothesline. Here's Aisha Sunshine. She caught in the gut. It's Pandora! She just slammed into the door. She caught Pandora. Late Munson. It goes to Larry Munson is here. Oh, big spike DDT by Pandora and Christy Whiplash. She is living large right now. She's the only woman standing. She claims to be the best woman in professional wrestling. She's proving it right now. This is her house. She fires the crowd up. They are at her beck and call. She's trying to figure out who's the weak link. Who can she put away? Who can she pull down? Nina Monet looks to be the victim. Chris is like right hand. Nina Monet reverses. They battle outside. They fall to the floor. A nasty, nasty fall. Whiplash. Sunshine still in the ring. Neither woman up. Duke Corey with his hands full. He's trying to get two back in the ring.
Duke Corey wins his hands are full right now.
Hello! Oh, a nasty fall from Pandora outside.
What's going on outside the ring? We've got Aisha Sunshine and Christy Whiplash slowly getting back to their feet inside the ring.
Person involved that have been on the show.
Walk on Whiplash. Double kick. Oh, a lollipop drop attempt. She completes the ladder drop drop.
Christy Whiplash took that hard, and she is still down.
Aisha Sunshine, she turned so attention, didn't need to come
out. That's the spear right through the road.
Oh, my God, so Nay is hung up. That's a good way to tear all the tendons in your knee. Chip Day was behind the bridges, but also he knows how weak the knee can be. He knows how that knee can be injured in this same building. Christy Whiplash is the only one in the ring. All the other women are outside right now. Dead or dying.
Duke Coy reaches the four count.
Listeners, I should mention we've got about half an hour left of our live broadcast, and then the last hour will be archived at this rate. I hope that we are able to get the whole show, but if not, tune in on Monday night.
To God in heaven, giant fall to the floor. Aisha and Nina Monet, both of them may be dead.
It's hard to tell what exactly is going on. All the action is on the outside of the ring, opposite of where we are, but it does not look good for any of them right now. Christy Whiplash is still in the ring, and she's barely able. Looks like she's starting to get back to her feet a little bit.
It looks like the credit score has both women absolutely plummeted to the floor. And they're trying to make their way back into the ring.
I don't know what this means.
With the count out, all the women are outside the ring. Casey Kincaid, Freddie Ahab, and the returning
Shea Fury.
And you passed the test, Matt Hankins. I appreciate you studying as well as you do. We see Chase Kincaid wearing a mask for the ring. Looks a little bit like his old Phantom character. Mask is off now, and he has a ponytail and looks much like Chase Kincaid once again.
He's a man of multiple personalities.
They haven't done a ritual showcase for years. The cornerstone is promoted. So the cornerstone is not going very well. So I'm also interested to see if we can get the cornerstone. We ourselves have not seen that period in a very, very long time. The last time we saw that period in earnest.
I also remember Matt Sell took it to Jay Fury a couple times earlier before he did that. That was a stupid move on Matt Sell's part, I gotta say.
Absolutely.
But we are happy to see Jay Fury back in a PCW ring. He is the one who made this challenge 2 weeks ago, or a week or so ago at Academy Theater.
I forgot the fun part.
Wait, no, I'm sorry. I was confused. Oh, we've got it right here.
Yes!
Swing at me.
But yeah, the next time you get in the Queen Judge, we'll get you again. Now, let me tell you something. For a minute there, I have to say I thought Danny only was in the building. I had to stand up and take a look around and check behind my back because I know he's a low-down, dirty dog, and I have to make sure I know where he's at. But now, just like Ebony told you, there's something new going on. It's hard times going to be in Georgia. The Revelation, Shane Martin, the Jagged Edge, we're going to be taking over things now. I'm going to get off this thing right now because I'm going to sit back and enjoy the show, Sacred Ground. The only thing that this show is missing is Jagged Edge and Pipe. You guys have a great night.
You heard him here first, ladies and gentlemen. That was my good friend of yours, Jagged Edge.
What is your name, sir?
Did you ask me a question, Donovan Williams? Did you ask me who
yes.
I am? And that's what you said to me. Let me tell you once you have so far, you're going to know for a fact that my name is Double D, Mr. D. Will Thompson. I am the walking contradiction. I am the truth. I am the addiction. I am the Alabama icon, son. And I tell everybody who's a hand of the night, you better keep your eyes to the west. Because Buckhannon, Georgia is a launching pad for the biggest rocket ship that's ever took off from this state. Now, what I'm about to do now, Donovan Williams, is I'm going to watch this match, and Old D is going to make a few notes, and I might make a few proposals. I'm going to turn this whole thing back over to that star dog that was just sitting here running his damn mouth.
What is going on? I don't know. Do you know this guy?
I don't know him, John. He's got a nice hair. I like the skin of his neck, but I don't know him. But we got a big
back to the action in the ring.
He's
interrupted over here.
He's getting his ass whipped. I got a little beer in my eye. You want to hold me down for just a minute.
All right, I got you, Matt Hagen. Sorry to keep up with everything that's going on in the ring. It's a back and forth. Fred Yeager is in the middle of a Casey Kincaid and Fee Fury. They're the veterans, of course, but can't take anything away from any of these three guys. Oh, and now Casey Kincaid and Fee Fury going at it. Fred Yeager taking advantage of the big double clothesline off the rope. Fred Yeager taking control of Jay Fury, big punch, got Jay Fury in the corner. Big shot by Fred Yeager, and now he whips Jay Fury across to the other turnbuckle. Big clothesline in the corner. Cut out, you see Jay Fury get manhandled like this. Oh, big drop kick to the back of the head. Freddie Eyes going to the pin, but Chris Case Kincaid takes the tape. We're back. Sorry about that. Another technical difficulty here at Sacred Ground Chapter 3. Jay Fury taking control of Fred Yeager right now. Big, huge chop by Jay Fury. He throws some of the hardest chops I've ever seen, and I'm definitely glad I'm not Fred Yeager right
now. Go ahead.
You want your phone? Welcome back, Matt Hagen.
I'm back, baby. I'm back in the neighborhood.
Now, the rules of a Platinum Trinity match are very unique. Jay Fury is pinned, and he goes to a penalty box, much like a hockey game. So now, for, what is it, 2 minutes?
Here we see Fred Yeager, Casey Kincaid, for the last time. Oh, my God. Taco Chef takes the field with that big old hand of Fred Yeager.
He's made like a mountain.
I think what you were trying to say is these two have been members of the Damn Nation for the past several months, Danny Elfie and Hugh Corey caught off guard there a little bit, but he's back in the game. Hugh, backed by Cage Kincaid. Why do you call them Taco Chestnut?
Well, you know, that is, Cage Kincaid. That's a little man's not happy that he has hair on his chest. However, it does come from me.
It
and
does.
And remember, team, all you can eat. That's pretty much the only record I can talk about.
You gotta admit, he's pretty good.
I wouldn't go all the way up. He's trying to end the young career of with a suplex into the turnbuckle. Fred is in a bad, bad way right now.
Fred was tangled up there for a second and got back out of the turnbuckle, almost there, but he kicked out after two. Jay Fury's got 30 seconds left before he's back in the match. Dee Byers and Frank Earl keeping him in check.
Jay Fury
is furious.
Dr. Williams, you're a master of your craft. You're a master of your craft.
I know lots of words.
They're getting out of control right now. We're trying
to get home. Adam, Dave Gary is going to watch this play out and take advantage of it, I'm sure. I don't even know what's happening. Oh, and Jay Fury just Jay Fury stands back and watches as Fred A. Yeah, I get spin.
Realize what I was doing, and
I'm really going to miss this company, believe it or not. I'm going to miss these incredible fans, the great matches. I'm going to miss everything about it.
Tommy, do you think he'll still be making appearances here in Porterdale? Depending on, of course, if it's an Empire or a BCW show moving forward.
It's a little hard to tell right now, but I can honestly tell you that at some point, yes, I do see myself coming back, hopefully.
Back to the action of the ring. We got Fred Yeah on the top rope, but Casey Kincaid is climbing up there. Looks like he's going to go for a big superplex on the top rope.
I do know this is where Casey Kincaid is.
Oh, and he does get it. That is not good for Fred Yeah, but there's Shea Fury on the top of the other turnbuckle. Having a hard time over there, but off the elbow for Shea Fury on Casey Kincaid. He goes for the pin. Oh, he goes for the pin on Fred Kincaid. Yeah, I wonder if Duke Corey had been there, if that would have been the end for Fred Yeah, but Fred back to the rope just in the nick of time.
See, now that much a true great wrestler, knowing your awareness in the ring.
That's right, that's something you usually see from veterans, but Fred Yeah just seems to have a natural talent, natural knowledge of the sport. Now it's Fred Yeah and Jay Fury right in the middle of the ring, trading blows back and forth.
Hard shot.
I think this is a matchup people have been wanting to see for a long time.
This is a hard play, Brian. I'm going to head on out here. I'm going to finish watching the show. John, thank you very much.
Thanks for stopping by, Tommy. You left you some pepperoni, too, man.
What happened?
Quite a bit. But I think this is a matchup that a lot of people want to see for a long time now. What do you think? Jay Fury, Fred, yeah, right in the middle of the ring. Jay Fury, you saw it moment.
I'm sure these men have to be given the edge of the face, but nobody's going to give up. No.
Three seconds. Go, Casey. He's back in the ring. Unlike Fred and Jay, he is sitting calmly in his chair. He is not saving his energy. Keeps Kincaid back in the ring. Oh, big elbow.
Big elbow. Chased on the rope. Okay. He's not been the bigger of the man in the ring, but his stamina, he's been tested. Jay knows where he is. He's going to try to get to where Jay has gone.
That's right. He's got Jay Fury right in the middle of the ring. Yeah, I think Casey Kincaid is just going to let him tap out.
Jay, smartly, stay out of this. Let Jay Fury get out of there. No one can win this match. The winner of this is awesome, Chad. Not started by Team All You Can Eat.
Team All You Can Eat not unified tonight. They're spread out across the room. I'm proud to say I have a Team All You Can Eat jacket tonight. I guess I'm part of the team now.
You're the big one, Jonathan Williams.
Well, after that buffet down to Warner Robins, I think I earned it.
Jonathan Williams showed his soul. He showed his soul to us. He's a fat man inside.
I did.
Not, so he's been rewarded.
Not
been
sold. Not sold my soul. I showed her. I let my soul blow.
Just by his. Oh, my God. Double kick.
I can. I believe Casey Kincaid is the winner of the match. No, I think it could have gone either way in this match. All three men, equally talented, equally ambitious, equally hungry for a win here.
Casey thinks the
discussion point. You heard us share some time with Casey Kincaid a little while ago, and we asked you, is it time for you to start now? Is it time for you to let go? Is it time for you to launch into the atmosphere? What should be the tipping point to get the world to stand up and take notice of Casey Kincaid? I'm here to tell you, if you beat Drew Carey and you beat Freddie Ahai in one ring on the biggest night of a mile for your company, or what could be the final night of a mile for your company, if that ain't a place to start from, then they don't make one. Casey Kincaid is taking a giant step in his career tonight, but he brings Freddie Ahai to his feet because all of these men gave everything they had tonight. That old Taco Chef reigns supreme.
That is a great server, but didn't expect that. Case Kincaid looked like he was showing respect to his old teammate. He kicks him with a low blow and throws him out of the ring. Case Kincaid, whether you call him Case Kincaid or Phantom, he's always been a vicious man, but this is a side I don't think we've ever seen from him.
Case Kincaid has never made a friend in this industry. He makes no bones about it. And tonight, it looks like he is trying to dump the few friends that he did have and throw those friendships away.
I don't think Jay Fury saw what just happened.
Oh, my God. Two knees to the face of Jay Fury.
Looked like another show of respect to Jay Fury, but Jay did not see the consequences of Jay Fury.
He mocked his pose. He mocked Jay Fury's pose.
What is wrong with this Case Kincaid? He won the match fair and square, cleanly, and now we see this two-sided. And I see the taco chest thing you're talking about, Matt.
That hair is not natural juices and berries. That's got a chemical to fry his brain out of the ring. He started to grab and kiss his soft-flash elbow on the Chase Fury. Again, Marcus Chase Fury. This is a very different Case Kincaid.
It's looking a little like those of the clown right now, I gotta say. Case Kincaid. What is this Simon Sermon like move pointing at his ass? He's getting in the face of the people in the front row. Alright, Steve Platinum down. He is equally confused. This is one of his top guys. Oh, and he just shoved Steve Platinum out of the way.
No.
What the hell is going on here, Matt Hankins?
Somebody get control of here.
Matt, we've only got a few minutes left of our live broadcast, and then it goes to archive only, which means you will have to listen to the rest of the show later tonight or tomorrow or at your leisure. And if the show runs longer than we have time for, you'll have to listen to our show, our regular show Monday night, to find out the results. Matt, I don't know if you realize it or not, we had Fred Yehi on briefly a few weeks ago. That was his first interview ever.
You heard it right here, folks. And when you see this kid on your TV and he's holding up a big old double cell, you know it started right here.
Yeah,
Elton Dazzle's
walking by.
And it's a star that is not important now, Georgia. We're joined by wrestling Royalton, El Fantasmo, in Maryland.
We're still trying to clear out the carnage in the ring. Fred Yehi is getting back to his feet with the help of Dr. Melee, Jay Fury, back to his feet.
I'm going to let you fly off the joint for a little bit, and I'm going to let El Fantasmo talk to us a little while.
A little bit of shoving back and forth between Fred Yehi and Jay Fury. I don't think anybody really knows what's going on here.
I'm doing fantastic. I'm trying to fit my giant head into these headphones.
Well, I guess your head is much bigger than Matt Hankins, so adjust those headphones accordingly. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, El Fantasmus, the audio sucks. We're just going to have to go with it. If you can't hear what I'm saying, just go with it. Just stay stuck.
Well, I just had to come back here. That match was absolutely outstanding. I haven't been able to get back here yet because the matches just keep going and going and going. It's fantastic.
That's right. We're going right into the next match. What did he say?
I have decided that he's like Matt. Is Matt going up to wrestle now? Is that why he let me sit in?
I don't see him. Maybe? Oh, he said hair versus hair match. This is not just Dylan versus De La Vega. Of course, hair versus hair. Loser loses his hair. I got to think that the repercussion of this match, if not just isn't losing, it would affect him much more because he's also a singing career. His image is everything for not just that he's got these long dreadlocks and his ears are growing.
I can't even believe this match.
He's making
a guys. That's the signature hairstyle. It's such a big part of their character and who they are.
That's right, Elvis. Yeah, but like I said, not just as an it's not just a wrestler. He's also a singer and performer. And his face paint, his dreadlocks, his pink trunk, his pink scissors, his jacket, they're all part of his image.
I don't want to sound any more ticklish than I normally do, especially after just dancing with Simon Sermon, but I've got to say, narcissism is one sexy little man.
He is. There is some ambiguity there, for sure. Did you notice I used to sometimes face-face right? I used to sometimes face-face. Did you notice it?
Yeah, I did. Oh, look at that. Nice. Yeah, Vega is Vega. Fantastic.
Hey, La Vega, clearly a fan favorite here. He's got the fans up and clapping. Now, just as I'm not happy about this.
I love this guy because he's a feel-good guy. Every time he comes out here to bring excitement, he brings like just a cheer to the joint. Everybody gets into
it.
Everybody loves
to see it. That's right. Who do you think, between these two men, who do you think would look better without hair?
I gotta say, De La Vega could bring a certain style and class to the bald hairstyle. Now, this isn't going to look like a freaking lunatic if he loses his hair.
I have to agree with you. Like I said earlier, narcissism. The image is everything for this guy, and he has spent a lot of time growing these dreadlocks out. It could affect his record sales, it could affect his sponsor. You never know what could happen. Oh, slap to the face by narcissism.
Oh, it's gotten ugly. If Vega loses that hair, then I think this crowd is going to riot.
That would not be a good thing. This place is packed. Not a lot of places to run here. If there's a riot, it is going to be a bad one. As we go out.
Georgia Wrestling fans, you're going to want to make your plans to be at Johnny G's the first, third, and fifth Sunday of every month, 2 p.m. bell time, for Rampage Pro Wrestling television taping. And fans, if you're in Middle Georgia, make sure that you watch Rampage Pro Wrestling on Fox 24, Saturday 9 a.m. on the My 41.2, Saturday at 10 p.m. Cox Communications Cable, Thursday 8, Saturday at noon, and of course, Rampage Rewind, the one-half-hour show on Cox Communications throughout the schedule. Fans, be there.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Red Gunkel or Gordon Soley? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first card you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? What happened in Columbus on my birthday? Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
This is Miss Rachel from The Empire, formerly known as Platinum Champions of Wrestling. Every Friday night, The Empire presents the best in professional wrestling
at the Academy Theater in Avondale State.
We're also at the Masquerade every month or so.
Check us out on Facebook. Just look for Platinum Champions of Wrestling.
And you'll get the latest details on all the hottest action from The Empire,
formerly known as Platinum Champions of Wrestling.
We get it. That's every Friday night at the Academy Theater and at the Masquerade as well every month. We'll see you there.
Oh, Chico was off college for all of us out there. Oh, this guy's off.
Oh, my God. Reverse snake eyes and the cat turned
purple. You know, Matt Hankins, these are both Stephen Platinum guys. They both came up through Stephen Platinum's training. They've been part of PCW since the beginning.
Oh, my God. I don't know how to describe what we just saw.
Every time we try to go off on a tangent, this master sucks us right back into it with a big move like that. That was a double knee to the chin and chest of De La Vega. Masterson going to the top rope. Off the top rope. Huge cross slash.
One,
all the way across the
ring. Oh, fight for a fight. The winners, I'm going to say once again, we've seen match after match that have added up tonight. This has been pleased that anyone could go home proud of. Still yet to come in this hard tonight, the final, the end of it all, Mason versus Shane Marks. We still have that match to come. We still have the finals of the tag team season. Washington Bullets versus Bulldog 3. But this match is yet to end.
You're right, Matt. We've seen a lot of great matches. Still have a lot of great matches to come, and I think almost any match we've seen so far could have been a main event.
For the last couple of months.
tonight. And this town making an exception. Every match has some sort of haircut theme to it.
gone through kind of a transition where he's been in the family and not the guy with the much about it. And he dropped all that and he saw the real him, which was a very different person than he saw tonight. So he's always been a very enigmatic person, so you never know what to expect from him from day one. What other match are you looking forward to seeing tonight?
I think it was definitely going to be the casket match. And I really like the women's four-way.
You're a big Pandora fan, right?
Absolutely. I made two shirts with her name on it. And the mask that she's wearing tonight is actually one of the ones that I painted.
Oh, cool. All right, well, thanks for stopping by, Alicia.
Well, it's been great. Thanks.
Thank you. As I mentioned before, we are at intermission now, so fans are walking around mingling. Rick Michaels, doing it right now. You want to talk? All right, he does.
The way you can drop me off at Mars. Keep leaving.
All right, now we're being joined by West Evans to Knife Evans. I don't know what you prefer, but you are the designer of many of the PCW and Empire posters, those funny style posters we see. And we've also seen you as a referee here in Porterdale. And last night, actually.
Yeah. Last night was our first night in Avondale. And I've done a couple of shows repping here in Porterdale. I do the posters for the most part. Having got started doing that, just that, kind of out of nowhere, I just decided to make some because I went to a PCW show, and I kind of enjoyed the old school, flavor that PCW has as opposed to some of the other shows, and I thought I'd make some, old school style posters, and just from that, I kept doing it, you know. So, yeah, that's me. I'm that dude.
You're that dude, all right. So, are you going to keep making the posters for these Porterdale shows?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I love the Porterdale shows. I feel like out here in Porterdale, the people are kind of even more into it in the city than the people in the city. They kind of, it's kind of like more something they're into. I don't know how to explain the atmosphere here. If anyone hasn't been out to the Porterdale show, they definitely need to come out and experience the atmosphere in the Porterdale show as opposed to one in a city somewhere.
I believe your first show was in Masquerade, right?
Definitely the first PCW show I ever went to was the Shane Marks championship match when Shane Marks became final champion of wrestling. Of course, now he's a champion of Empire.
That's right. So he's been the first PCW and the first Empire.
Yeah, exactly. I started promoting the Masquerade shows more because it was a little easier to get a younger crowd out to that. People were kind of used to seeing posters for things going on at the Masquerade, and it was easier to catch their eye with that. And that helped, of course. I hope it helped get people out to some Avondale shows, too, just from learning about it through the Masquerade shows.
Right. Well, of course, both Masquerade and Avondale shows are in the past now. We will still see PCW or Empire, whatever it ends up being called here in Porterdale, the first and third Saturday of each month. What do you think of the show so far?
Oh, the show's great. I mean, every match so far is completely killer. The Platinum Royale kind of, that was a shock, the ending of it. The Bullets and Nitro was insane. Rick Michaels, Simon Servant, which had a few really great wrestlers. It was awesome seeing them go at it. Thought they were going to shake it out there at the end, but of course, you know, can't always end that way. Who else have we seen so far?
Women?
Oh, yeah, that was pretty brutal. Like, that's another ending that kind of caught me off guard. I mean, I expected Pandora to take it because I just know her, she's the toughest and everyone knows that, but just the way it ended kind of came as a shock. And of course, the Frankie AI, Jay, Jerry, and something brutal is about to happen in here.
That big cast of that Supernatural and Grotesque and who are all the Assassin's Creed?
Yeah, the Monster Killer.
I guess that'll be the next match. Plus, anybody who was at the Monster Pass and saw my son who was here, who's impressive, knows that Supernatural is perfectly, perfectly comfortable in it. That's when he came to the ring and heard about the captain, heard the match, but this match is looking to put somebody in the chat.
This is, I don't even know what's going to happen here. This is going to get scary. I think people might have to send their children home before this one goes south.
Definitely a lot of children here.
Yeah, there's actually a really young crowd here tonight.
I need the skinny jeans, man. Where do I get the skinny jeans?
That's Kyrie Jekyll heckling you back here.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot from him.
Kyrie, would you like to join the show? I think you should.
Oh, man.
All right. Thanks for stopping by. And I look forward to seeing your next poster.
Yeah, man. What's the date on that next show, do you know?
Oh, here it is next Saturday. Next Saturday is the first Saturday. That would be...
October 6th and October 5th, next two shows here in Florida.
Oh, awesome. All right, well, I'll try to get one over to you if we can get it up on Wrestling with Pop Culture.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, cool. It's nice talking to you, dude.
All right, thanks.
Give that to him.
Bye, Mark. Bye, bro.
And then tell him any the one is gone my girl away. Oh, that was a win.
Sure.
Alone.
I'm gonna go take a little break if you could take over here for a minute.
You ain't got to worry, I got to worry.
You can interview Larry Goodman.
Just a call.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Soothing Sounds of Larry Matthew Hankins. Let you into the nighttime hour. We're hitting in the Eastern Time Zone, the 11 o'clock hour. And we're laying back. We're looking at the sky. And we're wondering why Sacred Ground is so good. They might tell you up in Cornelia, they do a hell of a show. They might tell you down there in Warner Robins, they got the best locker room in the city. On the Larry Hankins. He might even talk bad about somebody's gear. But he's been sitting beside me all night. He keeps looking right in that ring and he keeps saying, oh my God, why has it got to be over? Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my esteemed privilege to be joined by the Heat Seeker. The Nathan that don't do well. And you're good high heel when look at it in the air.
Mr. Danger. I'll tell you. I'll have to survive.
There's your
one.
I'll be back.
It happens to the
best of his journey. What do you think about that, Danger?
I think he'll have the best hair in TV other than yours.
Which I think he has you. And number two.
This is a boy like my heart for forever, man.
We just heard from Scott Ray Shane now. You had to sit here, you were behind me, Johnny. You saw your trusted friend, your partner, your buddy, your pal.
My hetero black man.
Your hetero black man, Caleb Vega. And he fought the fight of his life, Johnny.
He did.
Johnny, is there any positives we can take away from this fight?
The positives with Caleb Vega shows you've got the heart of a champion. I watched him beat Nodgetism from one side of the ring to the other. And, you know, the midget might have won him again, but he's going to go back.
Johnny Danger, I learned a long time ago. Regina Spector taught me one thing.
What's that?
Hair grows back even after you're dead.
You know, that's actually a misconception. Skin shrinks away. And, you know, I like still more and stuff like that. We'll go with it. We'll go with it.
The thighs, Johnny. But I think De La Vega took a big old step forward tonight. Because he showed to the people that even though in the most dire circumstance, he will not lay down.
Never.
He will not give up.
Never.
Now, Johnny, we're in that Platinum Royal.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on in there.
Right.
Talk me through it.
Well, I decided backstage, you know, I had enough authority mail scrap.
What do you mean?
I wasn't going anywhere. I was pissing these people off. You guys from Avondale know I do this for the people.
Amen, Johnny. We know it.
I decided to, you know, go where my heart is, and that's CPW. Not what's funny with the heart.
You damn right, Johnny.
And I went around my hands on Dynamite's soul. We put his hands on my wife a couple weeks ago. You were there.
Oh, Johnny Danger, I was there, and I called him a black bastard because you couldn't.
That's right, and I appreciate that. We put my head open with the Singapore cane. I was sitting there bleeding, watching him put his hands on my wife. But tonight, I put my hands on him.
You damn right, you did.
I had what I wanted. And this fifth column guy, I don't know who that is.
So, to correct something from earlier, this gentleman who won the Platinum Royal, he is the fifth column.
He is the fifth column.
Now, Johnny, I've seen everything that's ever gone on in this place, and this man I do not know.
I don't know. I've never seen him before tonight. Of course, he's under a mask. I don't know who he is. He didn't remind me of anybody in the locker room. He grabbed me, he threw me out of the ring, and landed on my head. And to be honest, I'm like another crack at him.
I like to see you get that crack, Johnny, because I know one thing about Johnny Danger. There's no quitting you, son.
You got that right. I've
seen you take a beating.
Yes, you have.
I've seen you be humiliated.
Yes, you have.
I've seen you be ganged up on,
yes,
Johnny.
Yes, you have.
But I've always seen you. Next week, I always seen you.
Right.
So, Johnny Danger, you tell me tonight, when we're sitting here at Sacred Ground 4, and we're looking in that ring, whose ass is Johnny Danger's going to be kicking?
Sacred Ground 4, huh? 1 year from tonight, anybody who steps through the danger zone.
That's all we could expect.
I'm just here for a fight, man.
Fighter. Now, Johnny, we got a lot riding on the rest of the show.
Yeah.
We just hit intermission here at 11 o'clock. The crowd's still buzzing. Nobody's left. We're still
sold
ready
out
to go.
House of four.
Sold out. They're hanging from the rafters. From the center stage. Bringing this thing home for the youth and the people who have lived in this country, who have
had this. Faces aren't chosen at all. They don't want to interfere. Faces got this.
I agree wholeheartedly with the genius, Mr. Johnny Danger. Looks like we are heading back to the action of Johnny. Correct me if I'm wrong. I've been drinking a little bit.
Me too.
I've been talking a whole lot.
Yes, sir.
But is that a casket I see?
That is a casket. I believe it was exhumed just for the purposes of this match. And it smells like formaldehyde. I don't want to get anywhere near it.
So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we will decide who is the king of the monsters.
We will.
We're going to look
for the book. I'm excited to see this. I've been in the ring with all these guys, too.
We got the big bad, Grotesque.
Yes, sir.
The original BCW.
Always a wild card.
We got that dastardly Devlin Dalek.
You know, some people think he looks like me, honestly. He's a goofy bastard, to be honest.
And we got this guy in the town who calls himself a monster killer.
Supernatural.
Now I can also see those things.
Oh!
Just
for the
ball.
The only thing that team does
is
the
ball.
Supernatural
on the back of the plate
is trying to choke it out. I gotta tell you.
been an honor to put this all the past with you. All the time, and welcome to the history lab.
Joe Danger, it has been my pleasure. I've been here for years. You're welcome to the history lab.
Thank you, sir.
In just a couple weeks, not very far from where I was, if I'm currently sitting, a big name company is going to have a show. It's going to be called Hell in a Cell. But I challenge them for anything on that card to equal the visceralness, to equal the destruction that we just witnessed at Porterdale, Georgia. At Sacred Ground, Chapter 3. Sacred Ground, Chapter 2, marked the debut in Grand Fashion of Supernatural. Tonight, dare I say, he has reached the biggest win of his career in the Empire / BCW. Tony Williams, you're on the sideline for this match. What did you think?
I thought it was a great match. This was the match I was most anticipating tonight, if for no other reason than the fact that Supernatural wears a WrestlingPopCulture.com t-shirt as his ring gear. And I am proud of my little man. You mentioned Hell in a Cell. That is coming up in just a few weeks. Hopefully we'll be there.
Amen. If you would
hallelujah.
Just a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to look to see what Platinum, Steve Platinum has to say.
When the green jacket goes up, the aisle goes up. Tribute to a local wrestling legend. This year's recipient is Fred Avery. I'm going to go ahead and say we are running out of time for our third hour. We've got about 10 minutes left. So, we're going to talk all over this video package for Fred Avery.
No disrespect to Mr. Avery. We are live and in charge here. We got to kind of do what we got to do. If you believe we couldn't get it done for 3 hours, solid, ladies and gentlemen, your ass is having been proven wrong.
I love seeing these old clips from Center Stage, WCW.
I believe we're standing just right next to Fred Avery, who is sort of admiring his own hand.
I, of course,
right now.
I was not able to hear your commentary with Johnny Gator, but how did that go?
It was fucking amazing, Jonathan. Fucking amazing. Johnny Gator now, perfect team.
It definitely seemed like there was some pressure there, and I didn't want to get in the way of that.
I'm a great broadcaster. He's going to get some layout.
That's right. Fred Avery making his way to the ring to accept this award.
That is one thing I can say to Stephen Platinum with this award. We always dig deep in the Georgia history. We always dig deep and pull out the biggest names sometimes. But I can guarantee you, whoever he pulls out is very deserving of an honor.
That's right. The first year at Sacred Ground Chapter 1, Gary Jester was the recipient, who had a long history behind the scenes at WCW and now works for Ring of Honor Wrestling. Last year we saw Thunderbolt Patterson win this award, and this year it's Fred Avery.
Fred Avery has called this some of the best wrestling in 30 years, and this commentator dares not disagree.
We have always had a training school. That's how Thank you.